Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control. It's one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. I'm telling you. 26. Just scratch the whole thing. I forgot the whole thing. I say this DFH thing every single day of all my life, and I have no idea what DFH Company can do for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split. For that hard to heat and hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
That was terrible. The return we have all been waiting for is finally here. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back in the octagon this Saturday. And be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by knockout in the first round. And if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. And by the way, I do want to throw this in there. He said he would rather it go the distance. He said he wants to fight for a while. That's what he said.
I just want to beat up on somebody for a while. Just get it out of my system.
So while we're all excited for this weekend's premier UFC bout, let's not forget football is in the midst of their playoffs. So head to the app and check out the great playoff promotions. Who you got, Brian?
That's a good question. I'm going to take the Packers again. They did me well last weekend.
Who you got in the AFC?
I'm going to take, I don't know. I honestly think,
let's say Mahomes
the Bills
plays,
might be able to pull this off. I think a lot of it's going to depend on Mahomes' health. But
well, let's
even
say,
if he plays, I think the Bills have a good chance.
Okay. That's what I was going to say.
I'm Packers-Buffalo.
Packers-Buffalo. A lot of people are picking Buffalo. I'm going totally opposite. I'm going.
You want the matchups.
I'm going Bucks Chiefs.
You want the money making matchup.
Bucks Chiefs. I'm here for all day. I think that Super Bowl would be epic. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to turn $1 into $257. If Conor McGregor wins by first round knockout, place your bet to watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code WLCL for new players to get $257 if Conor McGregor wins by first round knockout for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And Marcus, I got a question for you real quick, because I know we'll get into some other things here in a few. Mm-hmm. Tampa, do you know that they're getting the Super Bowl in a few weeks, right? See, that's something people forget. You know, Tampa Bay, if they win, they're playing the Super Bowl. Do you know that they're also getting WrestleMania the month after next?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, WrestleMania this year is going to be a two-night event, and they're letting 25,000 in each night.
Separate 25,000?
Yeah, because the next year, remember I bought tickets to WrestleMania last year. I was in. I was like, I'm going. So the only reason me and my son are going to set this one out is because next year, WrestleMania, they announced, is in Dallas. And we were like, that's it. That's where we're going to break our
I know what
you're WrestleMania virginity. You know what I'm saying? Don't.
And hopefully the Cowboys.
I tried to stop you from going there, Steve.
Yeah, I'm not using that.
Yeah.
Sullivan style, but just. But yeah, it was
Brandon Lang.
It was like it was no. But I mean, that's where we're gonna do it. So yeah, at Dallas. But yeah, dude, Tampa. It's like, can you imagine living in Tampa right now?
Well, I was going to say it kind of negates it that the Bucks are possibly going to be playing in Tampa. But if that wasn't the case, I would be mad if I was Tampa and you get the Super Bowl in the year of COVID. But the fact that the Bucks might be in it is just going to completely negate all that.
See, that was going to be my question.
I'm listening.
You get Super Bowl and WrestleMania back-to-back in that area. Right? Orlando, Tampa, Clearwater, they're all kind of St. Pete, you know, all that area. But then it's like you – what Brian was bringing up, I'm like, that's awesome, but like, you're not quite, I think we're close to kind of that being over, you know, but it's like, you're still not quite able to, you're not going to get the WrestleMania access and the Super Bowl extra stuff, and it's like, that kind of, like, it's awesome, but it kind of sucks all at the same time. Because, like, you know, if you're...
Because you would want to be able to go to all the events all and everything stuff. That would happen in your hometown.
You could do with the Super Bowl. Super Bowl and WrestleMania are two things that, like, you could literally go and do all kinds of stuff and never even go to the events.
I was going to say, it's kind of like Derby where there's a week of events that lead up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. Of parties and WrestleMania has WrestleMania access and all the awesome stuff. I did watch Wrestle Kingdom, by the way. It was awesome. Setting up for Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega down the line. It's going to be epic, but whatever. But like, yeah, no, it's great. So like, but then again, I don't know. You've shrugged a couple times. I'm curious.
I shrugged for multiple reasons. It's very depressing listening to you say that.
Right.
Yeah. These are awesome. This is life.
Speaking of that, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to Orlando. So, to Disney and Universal. So, I'm not going to do the show. Look, let's do this on air. That Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. So, you guys.
Bring me back some Goofy gear.
And it's not coincidence that I'm going on Virginia weekend. So, I bless y'all with that. Hey, I bless y'all with that. That should be 3 fun days of radio.
Steve absolutely knows how to bail out of a situation.
Listen, never, this can never be repeated. All right, so y'all listening, never repeat this. My wife goes, but does Louisville have a game that weekend? And I was like, oh, man, let me see. I was like, oh, they're playing Virginia. I was like, hey, I'm good. Let's go.
You said it's 3 weeks away?
First weekend of February, like 5th. We're just having a meeting on the air.
If it was a little bit later, I was going to be like, maybe it'll be the Malik Williams return.
No, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. So I won't be here the 5th, the 8th, and the 9th. So,
that's funny.
Still a little early.
Malik, I'm not even calling.
Yeah, Malik Williams comes back and he's awesome.
And blows Virginia out, and I'm in Epcot.
That's what I was saying.
Like, yeah. I'm going to be somewhere China in Epcot. Listen, like, what am I doing?
I'm not going to let you on the stream either. You know that, right?
I know.
You're going to try to jump on.
No, I will. I'm going to be commenting. I'm going to be calling into the show on Monday.
Right.
Hey, guys. Yeah. It's good win. Hey.
We like want Steve. If you don't finish everything on your dinner plate, you don't get Steve. It's like, if you don't do the show, you don't get to do the video on YouTube.
Okay, so I understand my depressing nature on you know, these are things that should just be, they should be awesome. They should be epic. Yeah. Like the WrestleManias, it's like, it's just, you know, everybody knows me. I'm a life guy.
Yeah.
You know? Other thing. I didn't get to answer your question all the way with the why of the Bills Chiefs or the Bills Green Bay Bills. Right?
Right.
It's because, Steve, if it's Green Bay and Buffalo, I feel like there's no like narrative. It's just two teams. Let's see who wins. Right? I feel like the Mahomes Brady thing is going to be just too much passing of the torch. And here's the thing, too. I'm going to watch that game, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if Brady wins, I'm gonna sit there, and you're not going to be able to convince me it's not rigged for Brady to win on his way out on this one.
Because, you think he'll retire if he wins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't.
Yeah, no, he's done.
No, he strikes me as one. I thought that, but he strikes me as one. I worry for Tom.
You're going to have to put him to sleep.
Yeah, worry. I worry for. But that may be what Mahomes does. So
just roast him.
Yeah.
If he gets roasted, then he's going to have to retire for the wrong reason. So that's why I know if he wins, it's like, no, okay.
Okay, fair enough.
Though. I watched Cam Newton, the up-and-comer, and Peyton win that championship.
Yeah.
And you cannot convince me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That there wasn't narrative to let Peyton go out on the...
Yeah, but you can't let Cam beat Peyton.
No, that was my point.
Yeah.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, they weren't going to let...
There was no...
That's like they weren't going to let Lamar beat Brady.
Yes, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there is no way...
But I think they would let Mahomes. I think they've crowned Mahomes as the guy. Like, Lamar,
okay,
they look at his gimmicky like they do Cam.
But this goes back to your Teddy thing. Like, something could be involved in that game. Different from Green Bay,
sure.
Buffalo. Like, Green Bay, Buffalo, let's get out. Look, we don't know who's
going to be so boring.
No, it'd be just good football, Steve.
Yeah.
Did you hear the way Steve just like, yeah. Like, yeah, it'd be
like,
good.
Like, aesthetically, that'd be ugly. Like, can you imagine, like,
just throwing it around the whole time?
Buffalo. No, I'm talking about just looks, like Buffalo's jerseys. And
oh, God.
Green Bay. Well, I guess Green Bay would be the home team, so they'd probably wear green, and Buffalo being that white and blue, and you'd be like, this is ugly. I don't watch this. This looks yuck.
I want Green Bay to pull out those blue, you but, know, those
but,
blue jerseys.
But to be fair, I'm going to be down in Orlando on Super Bowl Sunday, which is... That part I am glad about, because I told my wife, I said, oh, my God, we booked down there for a Super Bowl. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
The fact that we actually could book a room for the price we did means that's not an issue. Yeah, or else right. I was like, we would have had to change. But actually, you know what? Bills, Packers, maybe I'm rooting for that because I won't even care. Oh, yeah, cool, Super Bowl. I'll catch the second half when I get home. Chiefs, Bucks, I'm going to be like, I'm in. Even Chiefs, Packers maybe too. I'm getting to where I'm like, I sure don't see the Bills in there. I think the Bills just.
Why do you hate the Bills so much?
I don't hate the Bills. I have nothing against the Bills. It's just like, I mean, look, Cowboys owned them. Like, you know, whatever. Yeah, I mean, hey, thank you. The Bills let the Cowboys have two Super Bowls. So it's like, it's just, it's not sexy.
Give it to watch Josh Allen and the Bills. In the Super Bowl.
You know, it's like, no. But maybe they'll win me over, because I felt that way when the Seahawks, when they got in against Pittsburgh the very first time. Do you remember back, Jerome Bettis? The one I was like, oh, nobody wants to see the Seahawks, you know, in the Super Bowl. And then they kind of grew. And then by the time, you know, over time, they kind of grew. So maybe the Bills would do that, you know. But
I think they did that to me this year, kind of like.
Yeah, I kind of want to see. I think Mahomes is just the best quarterback in football. And like, I'm like, I want to see you duel Brady or Rodgers. Like, I want to see the big dogs. Like, Josh Allen, you still got to earn your keep, man. Like, you know. And if the Bills win, you're going to be like, well, Mahomes was hurt. Even if he plays, right? Like, yeah, he was hurt. So, you know.
Okay, B-Hall, let's have a little fun. Steve, you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, before I execute this order, are you sure you understand the risks of stock ownership?
Absolutely.
We're in the money. We're in the money.
Turning to the stock market, Animotion is up an eighth.
Yes!
After plunging 75 points this morning.
Oh, I hope plunging means up, and 75 means 200.
I won't apologize for this great democratic free enterprise system of America. We're here to make an honest dollar.
Bye. You give me one shot here on a blue chip stock, and believe me, Kevin, the only problem you're gonna have is that you didn't buy me. Sound fair enough?
Sell! I want you to get out there and sell, sell, sell!
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Let me start us off. This is our buy and sell stock moments. I have totally lost my rear end in one particular stock. And today is the day that I officially sell every last remaining bite of Kentucky basketball stock. I could not believe in my wildest dreams that they would suck this bad. I held on to these couple of coins. I saw the prices plummet into the negative, and I tried to hang on. Today's the day. They're just the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, just the team-wise, to have players and to look at that crap and come in here and laugh every day, I will own no more shares of Kentucky stock for the rest of the season.
That's fair. That's a good one. I'm gonna turn it around. I'm going to buy it because I feel like I can get this at a good bargain right now. I'm going to buy the Duke game, man. I'm going to buy Louisville beating Duke because I really feel strongly that that's a good matchup for Louisville. And I think Louisville bounces back. I don't think Louisville has the issues. Some people some in the fan base are acting like they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had two games back to back, one where you played terrible, one where you. I don't think you were ready for that yet. What you faced. But I feel very confident buying Saturday as a win, as an 8 point or above win. Yeah,
Brian Hall.
I am buying Jalen Withers staying on the near double-double train. Basically, three of the last four games, he's nearly had or has had a double-double, and it was pretty impressive. I know he's had some defensive struggles at times, but when you play a team like Florida State, you put up 14-9 when you're the main big for your team. It's pretty impressive. So I'm buying Jalen Withers being a double-double machine going forward for the rest of the season.
Okay, I can go with that one. Another stock. This is a stock that I've been seeing trending. Here's the thing. This stock has been trending downward, but I see some good signs in it that people aren't just catching. Like sometimes stock just takes a bad break. A little rumor comes out. But if you know the truth behind the rumor, you know this is a little bit of public panic, but you can see the good things in the stock. I'm going to do a big time stock buy on Josh Nickleberry right now. Josh is getting charges. Josh is the guy who's coming in and he's raising the energy on defense of his teammates.
Yeah.
The minute David Johnson and Carleek start hitting a little low, you know, because they play so many minutes, you bring in Josh Nickleberry, and I'm telling you, Josh Nickleberry's posture on the defense, he wants to make something happen on the defensive end. He wants to make a charge happen. He wants to do something. He's missed a couple shots wide open, and we've been like grunting because they've been wide open, good looks, but I'm telling you, Josh Nickleberry is going to start taking that wide open. Look, instead of shooting that, listen, in the scouting report, they're labeling Josh Nickleberry as a shooter. They're in the film session and coach is saying, Josh, you don't have to shoot that. Go in there and punch on somebody's head. Y'all don't realize how athletic 6'4" Josh Nickleberry really is. He is going to go in there and dunk on somebody really, really hard. He's not going to fall in love with the three-point line forever. He is going to make some plays going to the basket or catch an alley-oop. I'm going to buy a heavy load of Josh Nickleberry stock right now.
That's pretty good. I'm going to do another buy. I got a couple more. I got another buy after this, maybe a sell. I'm buying Louisville running backs coach D'Rell Sims.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm buying him, man.
East Carolina.
Listen, let me throw a few things at you. Sims got three guys in the last two recruiting classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
At East Carolina. Rajay Harris last year had 624 yards, four touchdowns. His other one had 443. But here's the thing. They only lost three fumbles. Three fumbles. Okay?
Is Mikhail going to be working with him too?
I think so. He played at Pikeville. He's from around here, you know. He's from South Carolina. He's from that area. 35-year-old. Has done a good job, man. Like, I think it's a nice pickup.
So, big buy on this one.
Yeah. I think you got him really, really cheap. And he's a former player, and I think that the more I read about him, I'm enjoying it, man. So I'm buying Darrell Sims, man. I think it was a good pickup for Louisville football.
I can take that one. B-Hall.
Sorry, I'm restarting the music before I get lost in thought here.
Right.
I am going to do another buy, and that is going to be J.J. Traynor. And the reason I'm buying is similar to what Steve was talking about earlier, the stock being – or maybe it was you, whoever bought the Nickelberry stock earlier. You're kind of buying him while he's down because you think he's about to make a jump. You know – J.J. Traynor hasn't got a lot of minutes in the past two games. He got 7 against Miami. He got 4 against Florida State. Those were both losses. So maybe he's a little bit of a difference maker. Maybe he sees some more time on the floor. I've been impressed with him when he does get in the game. He only played 4 minutes against Florida State, but in those 4 minutes, he had 3 rebounds. So it's, the big man spot is an assortment of young guys that are rotating throughout the year. I think J.J. deserves some more time. I'm going to buy some stock into J.J. Traynor.
Okay. This one, y'all, this one is representing the growth in me. I think this stock move that I'm going to make is representing the maturity and my stock experience. Sometimes it's not the particular stock that's doing bad, but it's market saturation that costs you to have to sell some stock that you really may like. But the growth potential may start having a ceiling on it, and that worries me. My most mature move in the buying and selling of my stock, I'm gonna sell a little Q/Slash stock. It's hurting my feelings, but the way I see J.J. Traynor playing and Jalen Withers getting tougher, like, I wanted Q to be the animal tough guy, you know? I wanted him to be the super alpha. Jalen Withers taking a little bit of jump. J.J. Traynor's taking a little bit of jump. I love what Josh Nichol, he's proven that he can guard and switch down and cover his assignments. Josh defended a pass to the center because he's really athletic. If he can bring those extra things to the table and not just get outmatched front to big man on switches, you know, and be an athlete when he needs to be, I think that's going to chew into Q's minutes and his effectiveness. So, in the mature move for today, I am going to sell a good little piece of Quincy stock.
It's fair enough. I'm going to buy next year's recruiting class.
The whole class?
You watch videos. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You watch videos and the highlights that have come out of what Bobby Pettiford is doing. What Mike James is doing right now.
LL Speed.
What L. Ellis is doing right now. Roosevelt Wheeler obviously being out. Eric Vanderheiden being white and lanky. But I'm buying next year's recruiting class as a team who can, or as a group that is going to come in and make some noise as freshmen. Take some time out today and watch, go through Twitter, go through somewhere and watch some updated video of James Pettiford and Ellis. Those three, and I love Wheeler too. He's just not playing at the injury. But I love what those three are bringing to the table. Pettiford and L. Ellis. L. Ellis has 3 years of eligibility now because his JUCO year don't count this year. So those two together are going to be a backcourt that makes me not worry about David and Carlick leaving this year over the years. Now, will that translate immediately, and will they be the best backcourt in the ACC next year? I don't know. But that backcourt for the next couple years is something we're setting really pretty with.
Y'all.
I'm going to do another buy here. I'm going to buy the Louisville football coaching staff in their search for preferred walk-ons. And that's a really reason good that I'm saying that is obviously they've been very busy over the past week or so. And, you know, landing two of our state champion Trinity Shamrock players, one being the running back West, who was the two-time 6A state MVP or state championship MVP, including a three-touchdown performance with over 190 yards. He has over 2,000 all-purpose yards. You look at Nathan McElroy as well coming in. You look at Tyler Jensen, Reese Jesse. These are guys, some of these guys were rated as
three-star
prospects that we're getting as walk-ons that we're not even going to have to use as a scholarship. I'm also buying that a couple of these guys, and I'm not saying, I'm going to say West and McElroy in particular. These are guys that go to a school with a lot of athletes. They play quarterback. They played running back. These are guys that might play receiver or another position once they get to college. Maybe one of them moves to the defensive side of the ball. I don't know. But Trinity, as a former Trinity athlete, I know a lot of guys have different skill sets that maybe they don't get to expose as much at Trinity. And when they get somewhere else, they may excel at a different position. So these may be steals. I'm going to buy that this walk-on class, there's going to be at least one, maybe two guys that are playing substantial roles in a year, two or three years.
That's a good one, Brian.
I was going to say, you talk louder, Brian. Don't worry. Like you put on the music, but I was just saying, you speak up a little bit louder. Last one I got.
Yeah, I got one final round. One final round.
Last one I got has nothing to do with us, nothing to do locally, and I hate doing it. I'm buying a whole hell of a lot of Florida State stock. They're about to go on a tear. Florida State used Louisville as their springboard. Florida State's going to win the conference. They're going to be the best team in the SEC. They're going to go on a nasty run. So when y'all start watching some scores, watch. Just keep us left eye on Florida State. You're not going to be embarrassed about that game in a month.
That's a good one.
At all.
Well, I'm going to go way out left field. I'm buying some stock in the Harry Potter movies.
I'm listening.
I kind of laughed at those. I kind of laughed at those for a long time. Kind of mocked them. You know, kind of was like, man, you want that? I love Lord of the Rings. I love Star Wars. All that stuff, you know? So I figured, I don't know why. It just felt childish to me.
Right.
We're going to Universal in a few weeks, so they obviously got Harry Potter World. We're like, let's check them out. Pretty incredible, man. Pretty incredible.
That's the latest bought stock. You're just doing that on principle. Like, I took so long to buy this stock.
Yeah. So I'm going to buy me a little Harry Potter because it was, I'm excited to get down there and have some butter beer, which is not alcoholic, by the way.
Good stuff.
Yeah, is it?
Really good stuff. Yeah. Universal Harry Potter World is a good experience.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. So, I know that was a little bit out
there. You got anything else, Brian?
Yeah, so I'm going to sell. I picked all buys, so I'm going to pick a sell this time. I'm going to sell that Urban Meyer is going to have success with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh.
And the reason I say that is, you know, I think he could have found a better spot. I understand what he's thinking in the sense that he wants to get his young quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, in there. They have a lot of draft picks. You know, they have some young guys that they can build around. Jacksonville's not been a good team for a while, good organization. There's a long way to go down there. I felt like, you know, Urban Meyer gets brought up in every coaching search, whether it's a big college, an NFL job, whatever. I just think that there might have been some better opportunities out there for him than the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he rushed to the idea of coaching Trevor Lawrence. And, you know, so I'm going to sell Urban Meyer having – you know, he might get mild success, but not really ever reaching that pinnacle with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fair enough. That was our Stock Up, Stock Down segment. Always fun. Last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, Brian. I can tell.
Got a McDonald's bag full of money back here, guys, if you want it.
Whoa.
I can tell.
I did go to Knoxville down, or I did go to McDonald's down in Tennessee the other day. I was like,
"There you go,
Brian. You threw us off on the trolling day. It was supposed to be Georgia related. You still didn't give everybody any Georgia stuff.
I wanted to troll some Tennessee too. Sorry.
We can do that tomorrow or any other day. Speaking of trolling. I got to ask Texters. I got to ask you guys. Okay, y'all have heard me complain about a few things. Like, okay. I'm not a complainer. Like, I like to think I'm not a complainer. Sometimes, you know, you and I just kind of vent about the state of the country and its mental health.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But I call that's talking worldviews, right? Not necessarily complaining. Y'all have heard me talk about these, you know, I'm just using Starburst wrappers for just because I don't feel like going in full description. And, you know, this stuff getting laying, you know, thrown around and water bottles being left by, you know, water bottles literally being peeled off, the outside of the water bottle being peeled off and thrown on the floor in the studio. I don't like it, right?
You surprised?
No, I should be, though, but I don't like it. Like, take your stuff with you. Put stuff back like how you left it, right? Like,
especially right now, clean up after yourself, right?
I mean, God. My God. Clean up after yourself. Take your stuff. If you're going to change wires on microphones, guess what you should do? Put it back where you found it. And then I'm like, I'm caught in this weird space, Steve.
Okay.
Where it's making me want to like sabotage this studio to see I can do. Listen, I can mess this place up more than you. But then I realize you're not going to care because you're used to doing all this sloppy, inconsiderate stuff.
Okay.
Am I going to have to chain this fan that I went out and bought for this studio? People, this studio, the room has energy in it. We had to get a fan, right? We had to get a fan. I went and bought this fan for me and Steve and I. I bought this fan. We sit this fan in the corner, and it works well, right, Steve? It's a good, strong fan.
Works.
Keeps good circulation.
I like it.
What does it feel like, Steve, when we come in here and we want to enjoy this circulation and fan?
Right.
And someone has taken the fan and took it to another part of the entire building and not brought it back after they're done using it.
Well, apparently it's hurtful.
What do you do about that? Like, in your office, people, how do you handle that situation? Do you put something on the fan that's going to get stuck to them? Like, do you do something saboteur?
Well, first off, you brought the fan in, right? I thought you did. Anyways, it's a 93.9 The Ville studio one, so I think you put a do not touch on it. You just put a do not touch post-it note right on it.
Yeah. Brian, everybody's laughing right now because I went on a big rant about how I bought the fan for me and Steve in this thing.
Yeah,
but yes, Brian, Yes, I'm glad you do remember, though, that I particularly bought this fan for this studio for this show.
So just put a little post-it note on it and say, this fan, you know, do not touch, and the fan stays.
But see, part of me wants to say, okay, you can use our fan.
Just bring it back.
Just bring it back. But then I'm saying, like, no, don't even remove it from the studio. It's my fan. Go buy your own. But I'm not that guy.
You need a Snickers. That's what it sounds like.
You in there with Betty White?
James.
He's so mad.
James
Snickers.
James on social media says, go bust some heads.
I'll say this. It wasn't that big of a deal to just go grab it, but I will say I am very much in your camp when I do things. I'm like I borrow somebody's.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's like, not the fan. You can use the fan.
Like
Charity's
grandpa, like I bought him whole new fenders. The incident in the garage. Yeah.
The little thing.
Because he was like, I mean, it's not terrible. I was like, no.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. No. We're fixing this. Yes,
yeah. Just
if, so. It's one of those things.
Yeah. I don't want to impose not one level of uncomfort when I borrow something from your world. Hey, let me use that. I bring it to my world, and then I make you. Not only did you let me use this.
Yeah.
I made you have to come here to get it back.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Oh. Let me get.
Hey. By the way, I mean. Fan costs probably like $10, so why don't we just buy them another one, put it over there in 680, and tell them to buy it?
Are you insane? Are you? You mean? Listen, we all knew that this room needed a fan.
No. I'm not saying you buy it. I'm saying tell them, hey, a fan costs $10. Why don't you go buy one for your own studio?
Now, see, that's what I'll put on the note. This fan, and I'll show the receipt. And I'm going to staple it to the fan, and I'm going to say, listen, if you can't turn this fan back to where you found it, don't use it. Go buy your own. It costs this much. And I think it costs...
You know what you could do?
I think it costs 15, by the way.
Okay, so you could go to Amazon. You could you could show them the fan, put a little thing under the fan about how much it costs, and say, feel free to use our fan, but if you don't bring it back... Here's what a new one costs for you and your studio.
Right. Whoever's taking my fan, please put my fan back when you're done with it. Please and thank you so much. I don't take your stuff and make you come to my studio or my, you know, whatever to get your stuff. Leave my stuff alone. Frank, if you can't return it. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Fellas, I'm with you, Marcus. Please and thank you is always two good things to practice, okay? So I'm definitely with you. My question to you is that and this is to Steve as well. I'm looking at the whole overall scheme of college basketball, and it looks like the traditional powers are not what they used to be. So does this make it a more entertaining season? Because, you know, of course, the Blue Knicks from down the road are really suffering. Duke is not what they used to be. UNC is not what they used to be. Kansas is probably one of the most overrated top 10 teams that I've ever seen. So Gonzaga is head and shoulders above everybody else. So I think this year is going to be a very entertaining year. Hopefully, and I have to eat a little crow. I know Monday I said if Coach Matt get the guys together, but you was right. We were severely overmatched against Florida State. So, you know, listen, I've got my crow stew going on. But that's the last time you hear me say something like that. I think that, I don't know what it is that the guys just don't. They don't mesh together. I think they like each other, but for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a chemistry issue or just a confidence issue. So I'm gonna hang up and listen. So my two part question is college basketball has it been this entertaining? And then number two, how can we solve our woes as far as the slow start and maybe recovering? Should we get behind?
Frank, I do appreciate the call. I do appreciate the two part question. The first thing. Macro of college basketball. We prepared you for this. Steve and I had been spending time showing you the landscape. When we talk about other options being viable options, when you have the ACC network, when you realize You don't have to go through Dick Vitale or ESPN to get stuff done all the time. I mean, listen, the mega giants are still the mega giants, but with Instagram and, okay, if my campus is nicer than yours, if my dormitories are nicer than yours, if my facilities are nice as or nicer than yours, back in the day, okay, I'm going to go to either Louisville or I'm going to go to, let's just say Kentucky, right? You remember during the summer, I think we were talking with Jake Weingart, and he was showing somebody like what, you know, what campus looks like. And when I saw Jake on, like, I think he was doing a live with somebody or something.
Right.
And I looked in the background of Jake's video, and if you're a recruit looking at that, you don't need the Kentucky brand to get where you're trying to go now.
Right. No, absolutely.
You got your own brand. BJ Boston got it. He went to Sierra Canyon.
Yeah.
He had his own brand already.
Yeah, he was working out at LeBron's house last year.
Okay. He was working out at LeBron's house. I don't need to go to Kentucky to get to the league now.
Yeah.
I don't need to stack up a roster. When the Missouri kid said, I don't care that Missouri's the number one player in the nation, Steve.
Michael Porter.
Missouri gets banned from the tournament, people. And the number one player in the nation said, I don't care about that. Like, we're going to be on TV.
You're talking about Cade Cunningham.
I'm sorry.
Oklahoma State.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, sorry about that.
Because Porter went to Missouri, too.
Right, okay.
Or Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, I screwed up. But you get my point.
Yeah.
It's still the point. Like, you know, it's like we've been preparing you for kind of the return to young players playing college basketball. It's still the, you know, it's still a thing, but you had to reset the rules. Now the rules are I don't have to load up at Duke for people to see me.
No.
If I'm good, Obi Toppin, I can go to Dayton and dominate. And guess what I'm going to be on every night? SportsCenter.
Oh, yeah.
He's a beast.
Last year in the draft, I mean, the top five picks were Memphis. Memphis, overseas, Georgia.
That's a great point.
Top five. Was Florida State? Was he? Yeah, Patrick
Williams.
Yeah, he was top five.
Florida USC. State.
And USC. Yeah.
Like, listen to those schools.
That's where the top five picks came from.
Right. And all kids in the top 70 think they're one step away from going, going lottery. So you don't need. Yeah, you don't need Kansas. You don't need, you know, so when you say traditional powerhouses and is basketball down, I mean, COVID shakes things, you know, of course, you know, that's shaking up the viewing experience with the fan thing and stuff like that.
Well, without crowds, I mean, now that, if not that, I don't think we're going to continue to be without crowds, but if there is a lingering effect from this past year, that would even take it down more.
Right.
Because like this year, it really doesn't matter. Every environment's pretty much the same.
Right.
3,000 tops.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yeah, but.
I mean, everywhere you play is about
the
same. But
that's my point. It's the return to the purest nature of college basketball. So, you know, we've been preparing you for that. Like, you know, you're gonna have to enjoy watching people develop again, which is what it should be. That's the purpose of college basketball. You're not ready for the league, but, you know, we're going to compete with all these guys from 18 to 22 years old to see who can develop and get stuck, you know, and get their skill sets where it needs to be for the NBA or just the competition of college players. So there's that return. As far as this team goes, you just got to keep on watching the tape of when Bosa boxes out Jalen Withers really aggressively and when Florida State runs Sam off the block, and when Quinn doesn't take a direct route towards the goal to rebound, and he avoids the contact, you just put together a montage of those in practice, and you just keep on doing it. And then when you see Quinn do it in practice today, when he avoids running into Charles Menlin, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Quinn, you're scared of Charles Menlin, you know what I'm saying? And Charles, if you don't run Quinn all the way out of bounds on this rebound, and they're going to fight.
Yeah.
Listen, I said last night, somebody's going to show up in this game, y'all, with a mark on their face.
Right.
A cut over the eye, a black eye. Somebody's going to fight this week.
Yeah.
And I'd be hugely disappointed if somebody doesn't fight this week.
Yeah.
The chippy little Charles Mendlin response, you know, I went, yeah, okay. Let me see you in practice take somebody's spot, Charles. That's what you do.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's what Coach Mack does.
Coach Mack sees Charles talking about, you know, again, an innocuous comment, like it's no big deal, but Coach Mack sees it. Okay, whose spot have you taken? You just want to play? No. I'm putting out players who are coming to take a spot. If you're not coming to take a spot, then I don't got time to develop you.
Right.
You're a grown man. If you're not taking a spot, I'm not giving you.
You ain't got time for that.
Right. I'm not just giving you somebody's minutes because you came here. You know what I'm saying? I don't owe you minutes. You came here. If you're not coming here to take a spot, then I got to develop JJ Traynor. Charles? You know, and yeah, this is me. I just lost two games in a row. This is my team. Didn't look tough. You know what I'm saying? This is me and Coach Mack's most straightforward addressing the problems. So, yeah, Charles, this is what it's going to feel like until you run all these players. Because here's the thing. I need a roughhouse Charles Mendlin to even get these other kids ready.
Yeah.
That's what I brought you here for.
Yeah.
You're not that. Now you're whining about your clock? No. Punk somebody. Punk somebody and make me have to play you because everybody in practice is going to revolt on me. Because when we come to the sideline, when Karlik says, hey, coach, you need to put Charles in. You know, make Karlik have to say that to me, Charles, and you play. Same goes for everybody else.
Yeah, no, I think.
Or is that too harsh?
No, I think that's a great assessment. I mean, because we said they're at a crossroads, man, and that's where we've got to figure out. And you've got a whole week to do it, so it's perfect. It's a big week.
Somebody got to fight.
Yeah, it's a big week, man.
I love when I just turn into coach mood for a couple seconds, Steven. just get really angry at all my players. And
no, it's great.
Then tomorrow, as soon as the show starts, I'll be back. I love this team.
I know.
Let's go.
Go get this dub.
Let's go get a Saturday dub. Fun show, people. Middays with Marcus Maven. 10 to 12 every day. 9 through 9 to 12.